Kim, what impact to the market could we see if we have a large outbreak of stripe rust or leaf rust in the state?
Well, if we had a large outbreak of rust, it could have a significant impact on prices, especially early on in the harvest. But right now, I don't think we have a large outbreak. Yes, it's large to the producers in Texas. Yes, it's large to the producers in southern Oklahoma, where they're suffering from, or their wheat's suffering from leaf rust right now. But overall, it's not a big outbreak, and we haven't seen any impact or any influence on prices.
Okay. Well, with the overall, the wheat crop looking pretty good, what are your price expectations going into harvest?
Well, as we're looking at that July contract, it's holding above the $5 level. I think that's good news there, that in the forward contract, somewhere around $4.20, $4.25. As we go into harvest, I think the market's got a pretty good handle on it. If it comes in as expected, I think we can see prices at least in June be in that $4 to $4.25, $4.30 level.
Okay. The market got pretty excited this week. China bought some loads of corn and wheat. What was the impact there?
Well, that's kind of like the politicians, you know. First they were going to buy corn, and then they weren't going to buy corn, and then, oh, they bought corn, and, oh, by the way, we bought some wheat, too. On Thursday, you saw those corn and wheat prices at Kansas City and Chicago go up dramatically. By the end of the day, you know, those prices had came back down most of the way. It's a good purchases. It's a potential new market, so that's good news. However, there is so much wheat and so much corn in storage that it's not going to have much impact.
Is there any chance that corn could help support wheat prices going into the summer?
Well, what was we talking about a month ago, that it's just too wet to get this corn crop planted, and can they get that many? Well, it dried out. Producers are almost putting that corn in at record levels all the way up into Illinois and Iowa now. Looks like maybe even more acres planted than was USDA predicted on the last estimate. With a big corn crop, I just don't think there's much chance that corn prices are going to support wheat prices this year.
Real quick, recommendations for producers on getting ready for this year's harvest.
Well, as they look at prices, you know, I'd just like to sell at harvest. This year, I'd probably sell enough at harvest to get some cash on hand, then maybe store some in the fall just in case a crop was lost in some other part of the world.
All right, Kim, thanks for being here. Kim Anderson, our grain marketing specialist.